The University of Fort Hare, one of South Africa's most historic institutions, has suspended all activities following violent protests that left several buildings in flames. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The university confirmed that petrol bombs were used to set fire to multiple facilities at its main Alice campus in the Eastern Cape, including the main administration and student affairs offices. No fatalities were reported, though a student leader said that two students were injured during clashes with security officers. The unrest reportedly stems from disputes over changes to student governance structures and demands for the removal of the university's vice-chancellor, Professor Sakala Bulungu. Founded in 1916, Fort Hare is deeply woven into South Africa's political history. It educated some of Africa's most prominent liberation figures, including Nelson Mandela, Robert Mugabe, and Seretse Khama. Videos circulating online showed large fires engulfing buildings and thick plumes of smoke rising above the campus. Vice-Chancellor Bulungu described the destruction as large-scale and said it pointed to much bigger issues with a significant component of sponsored violence and criminality. The university has ordered all students to vacate campus by 1700 hours local time, 1500 hours GMT, on Thursday, citing safety concerns. Police spokesperson Sipho Kartsi Moyisa said four buildings were set alight, and that the situation remained tense, with no arrests yet made. Despite the evacuation order, students have vowed to continue protesting. Student leader Asnal Magwaxaza said that the unrest was fueled by frustration and a sense that their voices were being ignored. "The student governance has been suppressed and compromised," he said. "We have been writing to the council and management, but they are arrogant and unresponsive." Education authorities are expected to meet with student representatives later on Thursday in an effort to diffuse tensions. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.